From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Today in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio, a veritable super band. Relatively new band, debut record just out, self-titled on Indirecto Records. It's John Medeski's Mad Skillet. From my left to my right, John Medeski, Kirk Joseph, Terrence Higgins, Will Bernard. Gentlemen, hello and welcome to JPR.
Good to
hello.
Be here.
Hello.
I think it's maybe an understatement to say super band. Looking through your collective discographies is a laundry list of performances and things that you have done and side projects and primary projects. I would love to hear the story of how the four of you ended up in the same place physically and musically.
And mentally.
That'll be John's version.
Yeah, I got one version of it. Well, I mean, super band, I don't know about that. You know, because sometimes that all these like super bands are sort of just put together because of the people in it have a certain reputation or are famous. This band really is together because it's a band, and because when we play together, something really happens. You know, everybody gets to really be themselves. You know, and then the music that comes out has a life of its own. So that's how I feel about it, and that's why you know I wanted to get the record recorded. And just try to get us out there playing some gigs. But the gig, this all started just from my perspective, there's two elements to it. One is I met Will Bernard, played with him.
A long time ago, right?
10 years ago, we did this a record of his called Blue Plate Special. And then ever since that record came out, we would play at Jazz Fest in New Orleans, a late night show of some sort with Will. It started as Blue Plate Special and then some of those guys weren't available, but every time we were there, we had different people. And then Will got Kirk on the gig, Kirk Joseph on sousaphone. And that kind of rang a bell for me because I had produced a record with Kirk and Terrence and the Dirty Dozen in 1999. And ever since then, I had this thing in my head. I really want to do something with those guys, some kind of something. I don't know what. And then every year it would be a different, maybe I'll do a Mahalia Jackson tribute record or I'll do this or that. I'm going to call those guys. And then finally, we got him on one of these gigs that Will and I have been doing at Jazz Fest, and it had a thing, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, it had a great thing. Terrence missed the first one, though.
Yeah. When we got Terrence in it, it just gelled like it was, oh, this is it.
You know,
this
it was kind of like a dream, you know? And then we did it a couple years in a row. So the band's kind of been around, and the music came so naturally and easily. And then it was like, well, we should record this. So we recorded it, and now we're out playing.
And we're spinning it. John Medeski's Mad Skillet, my guests live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That self-titled record out now. What do you guys want to play first for us today?
We want to play one of Will's very famous compositions. It's called Man About Town.
Thank you. That is John Medeski's Mad Skillet playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Mad About Town. It's from the self-titled record out now on Indirecto Records. John Medeski, Will Bernard, Kirk Joseph, Terrence Higgins live in the studio today. John, it's been, I think 27-ish years now since the very first Medeski Martin Wood record came out. You are still finding new things to do and new sounds to create.
I don't know. It sounds the same to me.
I mean, there's got to be something.
Luckily, it sounds similar.
There's got to be a pocket here with the four of you that is driving new creative energies and ideas.
Yeah. I mean, this band is like a band of everybody's a composer, a producer, a band leader in their own right. So we get together and everybody thinks like that. And yeah, so we can, you know, we get together. We don't have to have any songs. We can just start playing.
Yeah. We're allowed to step on each other's toes.
That probably lessens the more you play together, though, I would imagine, right?
No, we
try to step on each other's toes.
Yeah, actually.
I think we get along musically quite well. You know, off stage, not so much. But no, it's like a little family group. And like we've been knowing John forever. And I met Will, and we were always talking about doing something together as well.
For like, years, yeah.
You know, I've kind of been like second call to these guys, you know, So I think I've moved up the ladder a little bit.
So it's cool.
Terrence, Kirk, tell me a little bit about the New Orleans rhythm. You know, that concept of that driving, propulsive thing behind no matter what kind of a band it is. And did you guys find it at all challenging to kind of slide it into what John and Will were doing?
I mean, my answer would be it's New Orleans. I came here and found it there. It was already there. It was there for us to use. I don't know how Terrence might want to put it, but it was there. It's been there for a long time, and it's just a part of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. But you know, as far as with Will and John, I mean, it's they've been coming to New Orleans for a long time. And like John was saying earlier, he produced the Dirty Dozen record, you know, and that was my first time meeting John, and I'm like, whoa. I really enjoyed the way he was working. I'm like, whoa, this is really cool. He let things be what it was. And so that's what it is. I mean, you know, the New Orleans beat and some of the New Orleans grooves with some of the stuff that, you know, Will and John brings into the equation. You know, like when you make gumbo, it doesn't always have to have the same ingredients.
Yeah.
As long as it tastes good, right? The root and stuff is good. You know, and Terrence definitely does that, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a culmination of a lot of musical elements that we all collectively like. It's just amazing when we do get together, you know, we tap into some things live. Like we might start a song and it might go somewhere. But, you know, we know how to bring it back. It's like that elastic. authenticity.
Or not.
Yeah,
or
I'm about to say that, right? Because last night we went somewhere, and I'm like, we're going to go back, right? I'm looking at Joe, and it's like, nope, nope. We're not going back.
But, you know, it's that intuition, too, that kind of happens. Like, we almost kind of know, when we're going to change and not go back. Because it's like, musically, I think we're in-depth enough to be like, how are we going to get back? It would be cooler if we did something different than, you know. But it's all those elements that we trust and we use them. So
yeah, there's a matter of timing, like when it seems like it should go to some other thing, you know.
And it doesn't.
Kind of like, or it doesn't, or it
and
does.
And it does.
We try to make it
and
happen.
And we're open. It's open that anybody can make that call on stage at the night. If someone's feeling it, then we go with it. And I think one of the things it's really the most amazing thing is with this band is like when somebody makes a mistake. We all go with it and turn it into something together, right?
And then each other like, okay, let's do
sometimes
that.
The mistakes are the best part.
We've got a few things in our studio that we've not had in this room before, and I want to talk about them a little bit because we'll have some photos up on our website and some things that people might not be all that familiar with. Kirk, let me start with you. Obviously, you have got a sousaphone wrapped around yourself that has also got a pedal board in front of it. I don't think there are too many people doing what you do. Tell me a little bit about how you got started playing all of this stuff.
Well, I had a dream a long time ago. When I first started playing the horn was a dream, was to enlighten people to the instrument that during my time in school, we had live bands. And so, and in a marching band, we would play top 40 songs, which is the same thing the live bands would play at the dance. So I'm like, okay, why can't it be a sousaphone? And so that was my thing. All right, this we can do this, you know. And so, by the grace of God and the powers that be, here I am. And you know, but you have to, you know, the way the industry is and the way you know music has changed in some sense or way of how it's heard. You have to bring some other things to bring other elements to it, you know. And so the sousaphone itself, if it's mic, or if it's not mic, most kids, I can't hear the bass. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of them like to hear that drive. Yeah. That's what it's culminated to now. That's that drive. And in order to get that, you kind of have to have these things in place, you know. And it helps, you know. It helps to still break the ice of the sousaphone being brought forward to today and not just put in history and being left behind.
Yeah. You know who else wants to hear the bass? I do.
You do?
I'd love to hear another tune. We'll talk about John's setup here in just a minute. John Medeski's Mad Skillet, my guests live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The self-titled record is out. What do you guys want to do next?
Tune in a can. We'll be right back.
That is John Medeski's Mad Skillet live today here on JPR. John Medeski, Will Bernard, Kirk Joseph, and Terrence Higgins playing live in our studio today. John, let's turn to you and your setup. You've got not only our grand piano setup, but a Hammond organ and a Mellotron.
Well, they're instruments that I've had in use for a long time, and I really love them. And, I mean, the Hammond organ just was the natural, and piano were the natural thing with this band, because that's what we had for our first gigs. But when we recorded the record, they had a Mellotron at the studio, and it's one of.
That's all you had available today, bro. Believe me.
It's one of my favorite instruments.
That's the only reason why. It would have been more.
The organ looks like it comes with half of a living room.
Well, that's how, you know, the organ is, as well as being one of the great instruments, and great. The Hammond organ is like one of the great inventions of the human race, I think. It's a great piece of furniture, too.
I'm so excited you guys are here. I have been looking forward to this day for a long time. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
So what is next? This band obviously is doing well. It's making great music. The gigs seem to be going great. How long can this side project, or is it a side project at this point?
All depends on whether Terrence will play with us, really.
I think we all have other things that we got going.
Yeah.
So when we're available to do some masculine, and then the record's out, so we all kind of made ourselves available to kind of go in on, like, let's get this out there and make it all a thing. And I think it's working. And we're going to take the ride as long as we can take it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see it. I don't know why we'd ever stop. I mean, whether we'll be on tour 250 days a year, I don't know about that. But I think we're always going to be This is a thing that we'll just keep doing when we can. I mean, it would be great if, I mean, that's kind of the idea, put the record out, do some gigs. If it can launch to a place where it's worth it to us to be out there doing it more, we're going to do it, you know.
Well, I'm super excited that you could stop and play for us. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks, man.
John Medeski's Mad Skillet, my guest live here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record is out now. John Medeski, Will Bernard, Kirk Joseph, and Terrence Higgins are playing for us. All right, what are you going to wrap up with?
We're going to wrap up with a tune called The Heart of Soul. We'll be right back.
That is called The Heart of Soul. John Medeski's Mad Skillet live today here on JPR. From my left to my right, sort of. They kind of set themselves up in a circle today. Kirk Joseph playing sousaphone and effects. John Medeski at the piano, organ, mellotron. Terrence Higgins at the drums. Will Bernard playing electric guitar. The new record out on Indirecto Records. John, Will, Kirk, Terrence, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.